Hi, welcome to Inside Secrets. I'm Boobica Kadi, one of the producer-directors of the show, and this is the behind-the-scenes video blog all about the hit series Secrets of New York. Today, I'm with special guests Harry Hunkel, the producer of the show. And we have Nomi Rohwer, who's the director of production at NYC TV, joining us today. We collaborate a lot with Nomi to try to get all the resources that we need to actually get the show produced. So she sort of is in charge of getting us the equipment and the crew and things like that. And oftentimes for our small TV company, we have maybe sort of larger needs than can potentially be met. And still we try to create a big show, don't we, Harry? We try to make
it big. It's always about working around the limitations of our equipment and budgets here. And I think we do a pretty good job.
I came to NYC TV midway through both of your productions of Industry and Sewers. So I wasn't really a part of things from the development of the story. I do know, however, how your work impacts the rest of the organization and the rest of production here.
When I do my research, I actually am researching locations that are actually doable within the parameters of our staff and our equipment.
Does it help you or hurt you being a city agency when you're doing research for locations?
That's a good question. Secrets? It's sort of both ways, I mean, it can help because we have access to city locations that the like a general production company would not have access to. For instance,
or certainly more easily have access to those locations.
I mean, I know that when I was doing the Secrets of the Sewers show, I went to the Department of Environmental Protection, which is the city agency that runs the sewers, and I asked them if we could do it, and they said, it's fine if you do it as long as everyone on the crew, including the host, is a city employee, because only city employees are allowed to visit that infrastructure.
So in that case, it helped
you. It totally helped us, because they were telling me that like National Geographic and the Discovery Channel, all these people have wanted to do this kind of a show, and they've all been turned down because the city has very strict rules and laws.
And like with the subways, too, I think. We certainly didn't have to pay $40,000 a day or whatever, to film down there. And certainly we had access to certain things that, that are real secrets of New York.
And it also is the case that because we are a city agency, other city agencies know that we would never do anything to jeopardize the safety or well-being of the people in the city by revealing something that is too sensitive or could potentially pose a hazard to people.
Because we are such a small operation, I think filming just about anything is possible. I mean, I think that's sort of the advantage of sort of the limitations that we have. Because with our little camera, we can pretty much go anywhere.
That sometimes the location is so difficult to get to.
Right.
Or, you know, it's such a high security place that you get one chance to go. And so part of our responsibility of, like, directing out in the field is to be able to go to a location and start making instant, correct snap judgments as far as, like, how to set up this sequence or this segment of the show, having never visited the site before.
We also have time limitations sometimes. People will tell us, oh, you have 4 hours to get everything and interview somebody and get your B-roll and get your stand-ups.
Yeah, when I went down into the water tunnel, that was a three-hour time limit.
And I know that the graphics are very labor-intensive for the show. Are the graphics all being built while you're out shooting and editing?
Sometimes,
sometimes
some of the graphics are being built, and then sometimes once the show is more under edit, the graphics are being built. And that's usually a couple of months long process for our graphics department to put together all the graphics.
For instance, for the bridges of New York, I mean, once I knew what bridges I was going to feature, they could start the 3D modeling of the bridges that I had written into the script because, you know, that they could just start without me having shot anything, really.
Well, I'll have you guys know, on behalf of all the staff here, that Secrets is the favorite to work on.
Well, that's good to know. That makes things
staff
easier.
Staff and crew fight over who gets to go on the shoots. So, even when they come back with their equipment,
the crew have been fighting over
like
going into the sewers.
But, but everyone wants to be a part of it, and congratulations, guys.
Well,
thank you so much. Well, thank you so much, Nomi Rohwer, for joining us,
You're welcome.
Thank you, Harry. And thank you all for continuing to watch our show and our video blog.